Today's daf is Menachos, daf Ayin Dalet, as we continue here in Perek Elu, Menachos Nikmatzos. And we started discussing last time various issues relating to Menachos, and yesterday we spoke about Ovdei Kochavim bringing Menachos. We spoke about Machlokas Tanoim, whether Ben Noach could bring an Ola, could bring a Shlomim. We didn't get into fully that Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Right, having to do with karbanos in general, meaning after all, B'nai Noach brought karbanos, there seems to be something inherent about the karbon before being mitzuveh on the karbon. The Rambam, in Mar Nevuchim, the Rambam quotes it in Perek Aleph of Vayikra, discusses how karbanos are more anti-avodah zarah, as the Rambam writes about many mitzvos in the Mar Nevuchim, how Arla is anti-avodah zarah, and the Isser of Dam is anti-avodah zarah, and many of the issues, Isurim related to Menachesh and Machashef and many of those. And the Ramban takes issue based on the fact of history. Look, Adam and Noach, they all gave karbanos. Adam gave a karbon even though there wasn't any avodah zarah yet. There seems to be something very different. All the Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, all of the avos built mizbechos and gave karbanos. So he thinks there's something much more than the Rambam gives inkling to. And the Rambam himself might expand it. That's the Rambam, the Mar Nevuchim. If we look at the Rambam elsewhere, the end of avoda, the end of karbanos, the Rambam himself discusses importance of karbanos and that we don't understand everything. So it could be that in the Nevuchim is just writing one element, but there are more, just to be fair to the Rambam. The Rambam, as we know, the end of Avos Me'ilah talks all about the magic of mitzvos in general, and we should try to figure out exactly the messages of mitzvos, and if we can't figure out the messages of all the mitzvos, we have to realize there's a lot more that we don't know. That's the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Me'ilah. Again, this goes into the sugya of searching and studying Sharshe and Tameh HaMitzvos. The Rambam says very much so. Ra'ui la'adam lehisbonein b'mishpatei haTorah HaKadosha v'leida sofen yanam kvi kocho. It's appropriate for us to study Torah and to try to understand them as deeply as we can. V'davar shalo yimsa lo tam v'lo yeda lo eila, and something that we don't know a reason for. Al yia l'kal be'enav v'al yaharos la'alos el Hashem pen yifrodzbo. Don't try to trespass, meaning don't try to abuse, just because it doesn't fit into my logic. V'lote machshavatobo k'machshavato b'shar divrei hachol. Kamore, and then he says, look at, brings the Isra Me'ila, which is his context, as a kal v'chomer. And he quotes towards the end, the important part for us, v'kol ha'karbonos kulan michlal achukim hein. And all karbonos are b'chlal achukim. So yes, I know what I said in Mor Nevuchim, that there is an idea of anti-avodah zarah, but karbonos have a lot more, right? Ala the Ramban. Ulefichach amru chachamim sh'af al avodas ha-karbonos ha-olam omeid. Sheba'asiyas achukim ha-mishpatim zochen ha-yishorim l'chayi olam haba. Ve'ekdima Torah tzivuya al achukim sh'ne'amar ushmartem es chukosai ve'es mishpatai. Chukim refers to the pasuk. So karbanos keep the world going. So the Rambam reading this Rambam at the end of Avos Me'ilah seems to put the Rambam closer to the Ramban, that there's something inherent, not just anti-avodah zarah, and that is the issue of the Machlokas. The Meshech Chachma, if you remember, in his Hakdama, the Sefer Vayikra, tries to make shalom between the Rambam and the Ramban. Maybe the Rambam is correct, that Rambam, at least about anti-avodah zarah, is correct about karbanos on a bama. While the Ramban, talking about karbanos inherent, significant, that's the karbanos in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan, so maybe they could be referring to different elements, that he quotes Raya's to that, he quotes a day in Tosfos and Megillah, but that is just karbanos in general, having to do with Shalmei Avodas Kochavim, Olo Shlomim, as we discussed yesterday. We also spoke about the Nazir, the Goy being a Nazir, two different sources that he is excluded, and the like. Okay, so now let's get to the two dots on Ein Gimel Amabez. Get back to Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer Minchas Chote Shel Kohanim. Remember the Rabbi Shimon, we had a Machlokas Tanoim starting off the Perek, whether if there is a Mincha that is totally burned on the Mizbeach, is Kemitza done? Do you have to do Kemitza? Usually I would think Kemitza is just to create the Kometz, and then the Kometz is burned and you eat the Shirayim. But what happens if it's a Minchas Kohen where it's all burned? So do you have to do Kemitza? So the Tanna Kamma says no. And Rabbi Shimon says yes. Minchas Chote Shel Kohanim Nikmetzes. So Rabbi Shimon is clearly seeing that kemitzah is not just about achieving the result of the kometz to burn, but there's a value to do the avoda of the kemitzah and burn both of them. And we'll have to talk about it in a few minutes. You know, what type of din of haktara is that? Is it the same haktara as the Tanakhama says you burn the whole thing? Rabbi Shimon says also you burn the whole thing, but just in two parts. Or is there something different? The fact that he says it in two parts, there's different elements to each of those haktaras. So we'll have to see by the Shem in a couple of minutes. But first, let's see Minani Mili. What is the source for Rabbi Shimon Shita here that you could do kemitza even if you are not getting it to the result of having part of it going to be eaten? The Tanur Rabbanan, because the Pasuk says, we'll see it inside in a Chumash in a second, in Vayikra, the Tanur Rabbanan, Bahaisa, Vahaisa l'kohen kamincha, the Pasuk says, Vahaisa l'kohen kamincha. This will be to a kohen like a mincha. So we darshan from there, shetehe avodasa ksherabo, that the avoda of a mincha, even if it's the kohen's own minchas chote, he is able to perform it. Shetehe avodasa ksherabo. The avoda is kshera in him. If you look in the Rashi in the Ksav Yad, he explains how the drasha works towards the bottom. Kohen shechata makriv hu atzmo minchaso. He could bring his own mincha. V'hachi darshinan v'haisa lakohen. It's as if you could put a comma after the first two words. It should be to the kohen. Klomar im mishel kohen tiakshera lo lahakriv kishar minachas. V'haisa lakohen. If there is a mincha that goes to a kohen, kamincha, it should be like all other minchas that he's able to do. That's what we learn from the chaisel akoin kamincha. So the Gemara says, ata omer shetei avodasa ksherabo. Is that what this pasuk is referring to? That the avoda can be done even by the kohen himself? O enu elo lahatir minchas chote shel kohanim. Or maybe it's to be matir the shirayim of the minchas chote of a kohen. And it's like kohanim, like other minchas in that sense. Minchas chote of a kohen. If you have a minchas nedav of a kohen, or maybe that's what the pasuk is referred to by kalil tiyat. But maybe the minchas chote of a kohen would have to be eaten. What's the havamina? Right, why would he say that? Let's just finish. Umani mekayim v'chol minchas kohen kalil tiyat lo seyachel v'minchas nedvaso. When do I say the pasuk that refers to a minchas kohenim cannot be eaten? That's by a voluntary mincha. Aval chovaso tehenachelas. Maybe the chovas minecha. Why would you say that? What's the havamina? Maybe to achieve part of the kapara. As we mentioned yesterday, Habaydim Obailim Ochlim, Hakonim Ochlim Obailim Iskaprim, the Gemara in Psachim, and referred to here, Achil is part of the Kapara. So maybe here a Minchas Chote of a Kohen can be eaten. Maybe not by him. Maybe by other Kohanim. But either way, maybe even by him. But either way, that's the Havamina. Maybe that's what this Pasuk is referring to. We compare this pasuk. We compare his chova to his nedava. That's the Tanakhama of this brisa. Tanakhama holds that we compare. What does this pasuk end up comparing? It compares the minchas chote of a kohen to the minchas nedava of a kohen. And just like the minchas nedava of a kohen is totally burned, so too the minchas chote of a kohen is totally burned, and it does not have to be eaten to achieve the kapara of the mincha. We know even by behemoth, b'di'eved, if none of it is eaten, the person still achieves kapara. Even though it says, kohanim ochlum abaylam iskaprim, let's say they don't eat it. Let's say right after the proper avodah is done, the zrika is done, it gets lost, it gets burned, it gets tame. The person still achieves kapara. It's just that if it's there, it's supposed to be eaten, so do here. Maybe the havamin is that it's crucial, kamash malano, it's not crucial to achieve the kapara, and you compare it to nedava. Amar Rabbi Shimon, right, that's why this is here. So Rabbi Shimon says to the Tanakhama who compared in this pasuk, the minchas chote of a kohen to the minchas nedava of a kohen. Rabbi Shimon says, maybe you shouldn't compare it like that. Don't compare within kohen, but compare minchas chote to other minchas chotes. Amar Rabbi Shimon, v'chinomar v'haisa l'kohen kaminchaso. Does it say, kaminchaso, like his mincha? V'alo nomar ela kamincha. This pasuk, which we're darshaning, says it should be like a mincha, not his mincha. So let's compare this mincha of the minchas chote to general minchas. Ela lahakesh minchas chote shel kohanim, kaminchas chote shel Yisrael. The question is, do you compare it within the person, or do you compare it within the carbon? So you compare minchas chote v'kohen to minchas chote v'Yisrael. Man minchas chote sheYisrael nikmetzes, av minchas chote shel kohanim nikmetzes. So you compare it just like the regular minchas Aveira, Minchas Chotei of Yisrael, has Kemitza done, so to Minchas Chotei of a Kohen. So Gemara says, okay, why don't you go even further then? Imam Minchas Chotei Shal Yisrael, Nikmetzes V'Sheireha Ne'achalin, Af Minchas Chotei Shal Kohanim, Nikmetzes V'Sheireha Ne'achalin. So maybe the leftovers, the Shirayim, after you do the Kemitza, should be eaten. Tamalomar, La Kohen Kamincha. La Kohen Kamincha, V'lo Le'ishim Kamincha. Regarding what the Avoda is done regarding the Kohen, then it's like, so, meaning you do kmitza, right? This is Reb Shimon's makar, that the minchas chote of a kohen, you are going to do kmitza too. But lo le'ishim kamincha, but it's not parallel to what goes on the mizbeach, like the other minchas. Other minchas, so only the kometz goes on the mizbeach, and the rest of it is eaten. Here it's all going to go onto the mizbeach. Ha'ketzad kometz kar ba'atzmo, v'shirayim kravim la'atzman. So that is the makar. That's the makar and the brisa for Rabbi Shimon Shita, that you could have kmitza done, even though both parts of the kmitza that results is going to be burned on the mizbeach. The Mefarshim discuss, according to Rabbi Shimon, would we be so medaktik about the shear of the kometz? After all, it's all going to be burned anyway. So he said, chaser ksas mashu, or hosif mashu. We mentioned that certain kmitzas are very difficult, right? One of the avodas katash of a mikdash, the ones that are baked, and then, so maybe we wouldn't be so medaktik. After all, it's both going to be burned anyway. Let's hold off and let's answer that question in a minute. But let's continue first. So says the Gemara, hashetehe avodas kshira bo mehachanafka. So one second. The fact that he could do his own avoda, is that learned out from this pasuk also? Mehazan nafka. Didn't we learn it from elsewhere? Minayin, the pasuk elsewhere in Re'eh. Minayin l'kohen, or later on, I think it's in Shoftim. In Shoftim, where the pasuk talks, again, all about the rights of the kohanim. We'll read it in a second, but says the Gemara, how do we know that a Kohen could come be Makrav Karbanos whenever he wants, even if it's not his week? We know the Mishmaros, Batei Avos, but what if a Kohen has a Karban, he wants to bring it himself? How do we know that he can bring it whenever he wants? Tamalomar Uba B'chal Avas Nafsho. Vishayres, he could come whenever he wants. So you see a Kohen could come whenever he wants to bring any of his Karbanos, there's no limitation. And the Rambam quotes this, Inuchas Klei HaMikdash, Perek Dalid, Halacha Zayin, that even though there are limitations to when Kohanim have to come to the Beis HaMikdash, we split them up, but in terms of when they want to, so they could come whenever they want. If you look at Perek Dalad of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, that's all about the splitting up of the Kohanim. Kohanim huvdilu michlal halavim la'avodas ha-karbanos. Kohanim were split up from, they are Levim, but they are Kohanim. We know Aaron HaKohen in Parsha Shmos is called Aaron HaLevi. I remember when Moshe Rabbeinu comes back. But we know Kohanim have the special status within the Levim. Shenemar vayibodel Aaron like Yisho Kodesh Kodashim. Umitzes asehi lahavdil haKohanim ulekadsham ulahachinam lekarban. It's a mitzvah to separate the Kohanim and to sanctify them and to prepare them lekarban. Shenemar vikidashto ki eslechem alkecha hu makrif. Vitzara kaladim Yisrael. We don't realize this. This is, could be at least partially a mitzvah to say daraisa even bizman hazeh. Right, even though the Rambam is in likarban, but giving the Kohen the first aliyah, letting the Kohen bench, asking the Kohen to bench, that's part of the mitzvah to say daraisa. V'kibadito v'tzara kol adam yisrael l'nhogvem kavod harbe u'lahakdem osam l'chod harashe v'kdusha liftoch batar rishon u'levarech rishon v'lito mana yafa rishon. And then he says, history, Moshe Rabbeinu chilek ha-kohanim l'shmona mishmaros, right, based on Mishnayos. Moshe Rabbeinu split the kohen up into eight mishmaros, four from Elazar, four from Isamar, and then that was true until Shmuel Hanavi. Shmuel split up, and David HaMelech split up into the 24 mishmaros that we have. V'yakol mishmar mishmar rosh echad mimuneh, v'olim liyushalayim la'avoda, mishmar b'chol Shabbos, u'miyom ha-Shabbos liyom ha-Shabbos, hey mischalfin, mishmar yotzei, v'yacher shu'acher av nichnas. Every Shabbos they switched. Until they went around the whole cycle, and then they came again. So if there are 24 mishmaros, so it was about 2 weeks out of every year that every Kohen worked. Separate mitzvah. Mitzvah say that on the Yontif, they all worked. Yontif, they all worked regarding all the special karbanos of the Yontif. The regalim, the lechem apanim, and the shtei lechem shel aseres. Right, so fine. We discuss also this Rambam that everybody takes a chelek of the lechem apanim and the shtei halechem. Right? Is the lechem apanim a carbon of Pesach, Or is it a generic carbon that happens to be on Pesach? So this Rambam also goes on that list. The fact that the specific all the Kohanim take a piece, but right after the Rambam says that v'chein kohen shohayelo carbon harizabala mikdashu makriva b'chol yom sheyirtze shenemar b'chol b'chalavas nafsho v'sheyres v'afilu chataso v'ashama hu makriv. The Kohen can bring his own carbon chatos. Well, you might have thought it's inappropriate. No. Maybe it is appropriate. He can bring his own carbon chatos v'asham u'mechaper al yedei atzmo, and he can eat it. Pashtos, right? He can eat it. V'ha'or shel karbonu v'achilaso shelo. V'imratzu liten his karbonu l'chol kohen sheyotzi sheyirtze l'akrivo. No sein v'or ha'karbon v'avodaso lo'oso kohen bilvan shenasan lo. So that is the Rambam saying it applies. We pass in this way. It applies to every karbon. Could come whenever he wants to do the avodas. That's the Gemara's question here. So, do we know that the Kohen can bring his own mincha, specifically from that pasuk of v'haisa l'kohen kamincha? No, you know, from the general pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Yudches, u'b'cha b'cha l'avas nafsho. So the Gemara answers, ime hasam, if you only had that pasuk in Dvarim, hava mina hani mili davar she'ein ba'al chet. Who says that's talking about the chet karbanos? Maybe it's talking about shlamims and other nidavas. Avol davar she'ba'al chet emelo. Right, maybe davar chet, maybe not. You have the balance of the two sugyas that have been the mefarshim on Rashi speak about. On the one hand, you might say ein kategar nasa sanegar. You know, you did this avera, you're going to bring your own kapara. So maybe it's inappropriate. Maybe that's the havaminas here. How could you bring your own carbon chatos? You did the avera. Let somebody else bring the carbon chatos for you. You get kapara. Ein kategar nasa sanegar. But on the other hand, we know the Rambam tells us, the best way to do tshuva is to do things yourself. If you're in the same situation and the same this and the same that. So maybe this is ultimate tshuva, right? I'm coming close. I'm bringing a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The more you're involved, so the greater it is. Maybe it's even better. So that's this dialectic of how much should he be involved, how much should he not. The Havamin is that he shouldn't be involved. Kamash Balani should be. Kamash Balani should be. So maybe I would have thought only not Baal Chet, but Baal Chet. Yes. We would ask someone else, Amalo. That's why you need two psukim. So again, says the Gemara, v'hanami mehalcha nafka mehalcha nafka. There's another pasuk that could teach me that the Kohen brings it himself. A third pasuk, v'chiper akohen al hanefesh hashogeges bichata bishkaga. Right. So again, what's the double lashon of nefesh hashogagas and bishkaga milamed shakoy miskaper aide atzmo? These be the Kohen gets his own kapa, could bring it for him, but could bring it for himself, right? Rashi. Look in the Rashi, how this is darshin. B'cheta b'shkaga malamed, tochi mashma, b'chibra Kohen al hanefesh, hashogeges, afilu al nafsho, shel atzmo, v'kamar al chata, salvagav dasi al chait. See a darshin, al hanefesh, his own nefesh, hashogeges. So, what do you need three psukim for? We already learned two, right? One non-baal chait, one baal chait. So, imi ahu, hava mina hani mili b'shoke. I would have thought that was referring to the 90% of karbanos that are only brought for an aver b'shogeg. Aval b'mezid, lo. But for the few averes that one brings the karban, even b'mezid, so maybe I would have thought that you can't do yourself. Mezid. Kamash malan, it is okay, even those one brings themselves. The yeshita takes out the next phrase. Which averes are brought even b'mezid? Which averus do you get to bring a carbon even b'bezid? So that is the Mishnah in Maseches Krisus. The Mishnah in Krisus tells us in the beginning of the second parak on Daf Ches in Krisus, Arba'a Mechusre Kapara. These Mishnahs here have lists off, four of these and five of these and three of these. So this Mishnah has two lists. Number one, the four Mechusre Kapara, the four that have to bring a carbon, even after they become tar, they're chayav a carbon to finish the process. Those are the four that we discussed. Hazav, Vahazava, Vahayoledes, Vahamitzora, and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov has on Ger. So those are the Mechusre Kapara. And then the Mishnah says, V'arba mevi'in al hazadon kishogeg. And four people bring karbanos on mezid, just like on shogeg. So you have to go to the Testament Aleph, the next Amud, to see what these four are. Says the Mishnah, Eilu mevi'in al hazadon kishogeg, haba al shifcha. Number one, shifcha harufa, a separate sugya. What exactly is a shifcha harufa? In Eved Ivri, that is miyu edes, that somebody that lives this, or a shivcha, or a shivcha, can right, discuss the different shittas, what exactly it is. Different shittas in the Tanaim and the Rishonim. But number one, shivcha charufa. Number two, nazir shenitma. A nazir that became tamei on purpose. He brings his karbanos and starts his naziris again. Vishvuas ha'edus, vishvuas ha'pikadon. Shvuas ha'edus, denying testimony known that could cause somebody, that could help somebody gain money, and I deny that, so I bring an olav yored, that shvuas ha'edus, again, only applies to ra'ui l'ha'id. In fact, that's the makar, that's one of the makaras in the Torah for the mitzvah of giving edus. Right? It's not mefurish, really. It's not mefurish, but the Rishonim counts. The end of Parshas Vayikra, they count the mitzvah of Eidus, even though all it says is in Lo Yagid and Asav Ono. If you don't give Eidus, so then you will bear the sin. But if you look in the mitzvah Kuf Chafez, we paskin, the Rambam and the Chinuch paskin, that it's a mitzvah Seder Aisa of Eidus. Lahagid ho Eidus b'fnei adayon and b'chol mashin idehu. Bein she yizchayev be'Eidus misa o mamon amur alav. O she yia hatzalaso b'mamon o b'nafsho. The mitzvah Seder applies to anyone knowing Eidus. Shneemar v'hu aid o ra'ah o yada im lo yagid v'nasav ono. That's a real backwards, very negative way of saying the mitzvahs asay. Usually mitzvahs asay are do this, remember this. But here, this is the only source. The Ramban writes in one place in the Kuntros Din and Degarmi, maybe it flows from Gemilas Chesed. Flows from Gemilas Chesed. Question is it Gemilas Chesed to testify that Reuven killed Shimon? So, okay, but either way, certain types of chesed, certain types of edus. B'chol inyan chov alin lagin ho edus lifnei bezdin. Right, and it's, there's no difference. Right, and mishar shia mitzvah, levishiyesh b'mitzvah zu to'elas gedola l'bnei adam, vein sarach l'harach b'hem, and helps society function. And he continues, and discusses the, edus. There's a discussion about edus b'shtar, major machlokes rishonim. The Rama has a famous kshita in Hilchas Edus, that edus b'shtar is derabanan. Right, answering the problem of the two Gemaras. There one Gemara, Gittin Daf Gimel, says, Reish Lakish, Ein Dim HaChasumin Al Ashtar, Nasek Mishdech Reidus Mabezdin. Ashtar is a very powerful halachic institution and mechanism. And yet the Gemara says in two places, Mi Pihem, Velo Mi Piksavam. Im Lo Yagid V'Nasavo, no, based on the Pasuk of Mi Pihem, you have to hear the words verbally from the Eidim, Velo Mi Piksavam, and not from, they can't write their testimony. So all the Rishonim try to figure out, what's the answer to that stira? If you say you can't give Eidus Shebishtar, so how does Eidus Shebishtar, how does the institution of Shtar work? So Rabbeinu Tam says, oh, really? Of course you can give Eidus Shebishtar. It just means Elaim is excluded. Right? A mute person, Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos, Yavam Islam and Aleph, says that only a mute is excluded. You have to be ro'ui to give Eidus, but if as long as you're ro'ui, you can send it in Bichsav. Right? That's based on the Sugi of Rabbi Zera, Kalaroi Labila. But the way the Rambam answers the question is, Eidus Shebishtar, that's Durabanan. Right? That's Durabanan. Right? Mipiyam lo mipik savam. Shtar is a Durabanan. Which all the Achronim wonder. Shtar is a Durabanan. What about Get? What about Shakidushin? Of course that's Shtar Raisa. So most assume that the Rambam is only saying that by Shtare Raya. Not by Shtare Kinyan. By Shtare Raya, the Rambam is saying that the Shtar is a Durabanan. Eidus Shebishtar on a Shtar Raya, that's Durabanan. But Eidus Shebishtar in a Shtar Kinyan is Daraisa. Right, yeah, you have to say that. The Rambam can't argue on a pasuk in Chumash, can't argue on a pasuk in Yirmiyo. So, that is part of, so again, a major topic, but again, that's part of this mitzvah of Eidus Shebishtar. And the Chinuch adds in, at the end of that Chinuch, V'hu Echon Mishlosha Karbanos, Haba'in Bein Alashogeg, Bein Alamezid. It's one of the three that one brings karbanos for. What do you mean three? We just learned the Mishnah says four. So if you look in the footnote here, the Rambam, the Chinuch puts the last two together. I didn't say the fourth one yet. What's the fourth one? Shvuas HaPikadon. Shvuas HaPikadon, that's also called Asham Gezelos. If I swear that I don't have something of yours and it ended up that I was lying, I have to do a karban Asham and I have to pay Karen Chomish and Asham. But again, that's the fourth one. So those are the four. Trivia question, right, the four averas that we bring, even on Mezid, Shivcha Charufa, and Nazir, Tame Azir Tame, Asham Gezelos, which is Pikadon, and Shvuas Ha'edus. Those are the four that are mentioned in the Mishnah. But if you look in Rashi, getting back to our Gemara now. Getting back to our Gemara. So Rashi says, what's the our Gemara saying? You might have thought that the Kohen could only bring his own carbon by a shogig, but by Mezid not. Kamash Malon. Rashi quotes, two out of the four. Rashi, Avala Mezid, Kagon, again, the one that, that's called Rashi on top. Kagon hechada havyanami amazing. Kagon ashem shivcha charufa ushmias akol. He calls shivcha charufa and shmias kol, that's shuas edus. Right? He doesn't call the other two. Why does he call the other two? Because the context that we're talking about here is mincha. So we have to get ones that are mincha, that are all of yorates. Right? The other ones are not all of yorate. And asham, right, shuas hapikadon is only an asham, an animal. It's not an all of yorate. Shuas ha'edus is one of the three averas that you bring for all of yorate. So therefore, that's why the Rashi Lechora only says those two out of four. You could talk about, we could go into a little bit, maybe we'll just mention one. Why dafka do these averos get the privilege, so to speak, of bringing a carbon, even if they did it b'mezid? I want to bring a carbon, let's say I want to do tshuva, I want to bring a carbon, even if I did other averos b'mezid. Right? Why can't I bring a carbon? Why can't I do tshuva for that? So you have to go through each one, just to mention one. Rav Sirotskin in Lazayim LaTorah discusses edus. Why does one bring a karbon if one on purpose denies with a shvua that I don't know testimony on your behalf, and then it comes up that they did, so he is going to bring a karbon even for the mason. But sarach biur, lama lo gazra Torah al kol yadu edus b'chaveiro, shemuchuiv l'ha lo b'kolof on him, v'lama ba'azar kamo ba'akifin. He's asking another question, as we just pointed out. Why doesn't it just say in the Torah, testify in a more straight lashon, im lo yagid, if you don't give testimony, v'chein lo sana b'reacha yitshaker, says don't give false testimony. That's a tzivui. Why doesn't it say that here? Give true testimony. Aval ein tzivui b'meisharin l'hayid. Why isn't there a tzivui mafurash? And I'm adding in the question, why can you do tshuva even b'meizid? V'yesh lomar says alzayim l'torah, very psychological. She yarda torah l'sov daito shal adam. Ad kama kashe alav lehis arev al riv lo lo. We naturally do not want to get into involved in other people's arguments. Maybe our children want to get involved into other people's arguments when there's an argument going on with certain siblings in the house and they want to say their opinion. But generally regarding adults getting involved, two people are having a fight, I don't want to get involved. Right, let them sort it out. I don't want to go onto somebody's side and then the other person will hate me. Right? People, we see that even in Chazal, people aren't wont to try to get involved. Chazal sometimes talk about that the Edom are going to be scared to come. Right? We take that in mind. The quote of the Gemara Bava Metzia and Daf Lamed Tes. That is a reality. And there's something, you could be mashvia the aid. Shim hu yodea lo aid, sheyavov yoid. V'ma'id machish v'omer eni yodea lo aid, v'yodea chayev karben shvua. So we know it's challenging, but it's still a mitzvah. But that's why the Torah doesn't say it explicitly, because the Torah knows that it's hard for you. U'mipneisha ha'aid nimsa bein ha'patish v'ha'sadan. Right, the aid is between what we would call a rock and a hard place. Right, the hammer and the anvil. Va'oilo im yomar, va'oilo im lo yomar. Somebody's not going to like him when he gives testimony. V'gam ein lo shum hana'a me'avono. He's not getting any hana'a from this. L'fichach hikila Torah b'tshuvaso. First of all, it doesn't say if aferish, give testimony. And also, the Torah is mekel in his tshuva, because the Torah kind of understands a little bit this aveira. V'yafilo im umezid, niskar lo b'karbon. That's why it's an olivio raid, right, mincha. That's why it doesn't say it beferish, and that's why it's even bebasid. All three questions are answered by that aznayim latorah in Vayikra. Good, let's continue. So, we came up with the yesod, what we say so far, that a kohen can bring his own minchas chote, among other karbanas chote, and we also learned that machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, in the Tanakhama, we learned the makar for Rabbi Shimon, that kmitzah is done, even if everything is going to be burned, and nothing is going to be eaten. Tanya idach, there's another brisa, a tosefta. Rabbi Shimon omer minchas chote shal kohanim nikmetzes v'akomez karev b'fnei atzmo v'ashirayim karev b'fnei atzmon. Exactly what we just said earlier. But now, here there's another shita. Rabbi Lazar b'Rabbi Shimon omer. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon says, so he agrees with his father partially, right? Rabbi Shimon, we're talking about, is the one that says they're both burned. Rabbi Elazar, his son, agrees with him partially. Yes, kmitza is done, but where are the shirayim put? Hakomets karavatzmova shirayim mispazun al beis hadeshen. The shirayim are not put onto the mizbeach. The shirayim are scattered over the beis hadeshen. right? Where exactly, what are we talking about? What's the Beis HaDeshen that is under discussion? So Amar B'chei Bar Abba, Havi Bar Yochanan, Beis HaDeshen Dehecha. That phrase is used to mean different things. So what does it mean here? E de la mala. Are we talking about the Beis HaDeshen de la mala? That there's another place on the top of the Mizbeach, the Beis HaDeshen where the ashes are created. Hainu Avuam. That's the same sheet as his father. That wouldn't be a machlokas. They both go on top of the Mizbeach. The E de la mata. And if it's referring to what's below, Yishtcha davar shakarev la mata. So what does that mean? You have to be makrovit? Not in the Mizbeach? That's not called a hakrava. Right? So what does that mean? Right? La mata. What does it mean lamata here also? So the Rishonim. Rashi, Tosis is 3 days. What does it mean, Beis HaDeshen? So Rashi says, lamata, bimakom shemashlich mara vinotza utrumas HaDeshen eitzel hakevesh. Just to the east side of the ramp, we know there's a lot of a waste, so to speak. Not real waste, but a waste of the karbanas. The innards of the karbana oaf, the trumas HaDeshen goes right there, vishamayu nivlaim. And Rashi quotes the nace, that it was absorbed into the grounds right there. On the east side, the Kohen comes down from the Mizbeach, makes a left and a left, and he puts it down right there. That's one place called Deshen, and that's where he used to scatter. That's where he would scatter the Shirayim. Maybe that's what the Gemara is referring to. If you look at Tosis quotes this, and he quotes another Rashi. He quotes the Pirsha Kuntris. Right, again, we mentioned that when Tosis quotes the Rashi, it's the Rashi in the Ksav Yad. The Ksav Yad. If you look at the Rashi in the Ksav Yad here, he says, Idolamata, Al Shefech HaDeshen Ba'azara. Ba'azara. So does that mean the same exactly as the other Rashi? Unclear. But Tosis quotes a Kuntris Rashi that says, Bachutz, Al Shefech HaDeshen Bachutz, V'kasha, Imkein, Avi Nifsal B'yotzei. Top Tosis. You do it on the Deshen. Sometimes we say the Deshen is like we burn a carbon, one of the carbon chisonios on the outside. That's what it's referring to. Maybe it's referring to in the Azara, but the place where the outer animals, carbonos, are burned. The Parman Asir Manisrafim. Kit Amar, Beperk Tful Yom, that there were a few. Bukomos Adeshen. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, which holds like the what we read in Rashi, and Tosfos argues. V'lo yitachein, the trumas hadeshen kodem tamid ayav v'achra tamid ayav makrivim karbanos v'nachas v'az kvar nitztanein. Okay, either way, different dais. But again, back to the Gemara. So what is Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon mean? Right, where are you scattering the rest, the shirayim of this karban? Right, where you scatter, if it's above, it's the same shita. If it's below, so then that's not acceptable because there's nothing that's karav lamata, right? That would be called a shvicha and not a haktara. And here it says kalil tihyeh. So amale Rabbi Abba dilma liibud, right? Maybe it is liibud, meaning maybe it doesn't need haktara, maybe it just needs ibud. So the Gemara says achichu olei v'chiyesh lecha davar shekarav liibud. But it uses the lashon of kalil taktar. Is that liibud? So tani avu ad Rabbi Avin. Kol minchas kohen kalil tiyeh lo seyachel la achila hikashtiya v'lo ledavar acher. No, maybe only regarding the komets and the kemitza going up, right? This pasuk is said, by the way, at the end of the section of the chavitin in Parshat Tzav, and it's comparing it to a different mincha. So we're suggesting it's compared to the mincha schote here. So la achila hikashtiya v'lo ledavar acher. And that's why we would limit it and be able to scatter it. Okay, let's just continue and then we'll talk about the lumdus for a minute. Maika Amar, what's the actual drusha here that we are comparing? We're comparing the giving basis for this shita. Samar Abaya Hachika Amar. Right, this is what is meant. So it's important to remember the pasuk here because we're about to split the pasuk in half and put it a little bit out of order. Right, so the pasuk tells us, Kol Menchas in Sav. The pasuk tells us at the end of the section of the chavitin, v'hakoyin ha-mashiach tachtav yibadav yaseh osa chok olam Hashem kalil toktar. This is vav tezayin. V'chol minchas kohen kalil tiyeh lo teachel. Three phrases. V'chol minchas kohen kalil tiyeh lo seachel. So now, so what does this drasha mean? So Amar Abai says you could take the last two words of the pasuk and put them in the middle. Hachi ka'amar, kol minchas kohen lo se achel chovaso kalil tiyeh nidvaso. Each part of the pasuk is referring to something else. Kol minchas kohen, the first three words of the pasuk. Put that with the last three words of the pasuk. Lo se achel, that's referring to chovaso, his chova. It is not eaten. But again, it doesn't all have to be burnt. Some of it can be put on the mizbeach, and some of it can be scattered al beis hadeshen. Right, this is all trying to explain Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Shita. Kalil Tiyeh, those two words in the Pasuk, Nidvaso, that's referring to as Nidava, and that's totally burned on the Mizbeach. That's how Abaya understands this source for Rav Lazar Barib Shimon. Amalei Rava. Rava says, come on, how could you understand the Pasuk that way? There's seven words in the Pasuk, so you're saying it should be read as 1, 2, 6, 7, 3, 4, 5. Sakina, Harifa, Mifsiki, Kra, you're cutting up a Pasuk. You're chopping it. You're not putting just putting a comma in the Pasuk. Right, you're splitting it up and you're putting later words in the middle. So Elamar Rava, no, rather learn it this way. Kol minchas kohen kalil tihyeh nidvaso. Right, that's it. The first words, the first five words in the pasuk. That's a right to nidava. Lo seyachel chovaso. Right, and that's the, how can you kind of get to the same result, but say it in this way. Good. Okay, a little bit more. The eifachana. Maybe we should split it. Where I work using this pasuk at the end of the chavitin to compare minchas chavitin to a minchas chote of a kohen. Maybe you should compare it to differently than the minchas nedava. Maybe the minchas nedava should have these halachas. So the Gemara says no. Mistaver nedvasa avle the rabuye is better to include nedava to compare it to the chavitin. Shekein tadira, it is pretty often. The chavitin is every day. The nedava could be every day, right? Lo chati, they're both not al chait. Basim reche, both the chavitin and the karban nedava have shemen and lavona, right? It's like reich nichoach basim reche. So therefore, you should include it. The Gemara said, "Wait, adarav, chavaz av leather abuya." No, maybe you should include dafka the chova for the same exact halachas as the chavitin. Shekein isaron chova. They're both from an isaron. Chavitin is split half and half, and chova hanach nefishin. No, those are more. Period. Okay, so we have a makar for Rav Lazar Barib Shimon. The Dvir HaKodesh here notes Rav Lazar Barib Shimon Shita reflects something important about this whole issue. We asked earlier, what is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says that you do kmitza, even though they're both going to be burned on the Mizbeach. So how is that looked at? The Chachamim say you burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach. We hold, the Chachamim, there's one did of Haktaras Minchas Kohen. You take it and you burn it on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you split it in half. Not in half exactly, but you split it in two parts, and then you're makar on the Mizbeach. Is that one din haktara or two dinim of haktara? So, we might not have known. But the fact that Rabbi Lazar Barib Shimon says that you could be yotze, the quote-unquote haktara of the Shirayim, by just being mispazer al beis hadeshen, that kind of reflects that this is not a normal, regular din of haktara. This is a different din. Yeshla's topic, he says this in Os Shin Mem Hei. Hayim havi oso din aktara, o de be'emes havi beiz dini aktara. V'aktaras kometz havi kizrik, maybe you could say the aktaras kometz is like the zrikas hadam. The aktaras shirayim is kamo haktaras emurin. Right, you could take those jobs. And he says, from Lazar Reb Shimon Shita, you see clearly, l'char l'rab Lazar Reb Shimon al karchak tavi din b'fnei atzmo, shara yeshlahem makom acher, ve'ein din aktara klau. So for sure, from Rav Lazar Reb Shimon, you see this different ideas behind these haktaros. According to Reb Shimon, it's still more of an open question. Does he argue fundamentally, and that's why he says they're both put in the Mizbeach, or even he would say they're different, even though they both have the same place where they're going to end up. Achnira degamla Reb Shimon avidin haktara bifnei atzmo. See, he assumes even Reb Shimon will hold this different. Ach imken yeshla his topic. If it's true, though, that he says that, so then the question is there anything, what's ma'akev the kapara? Im haktaras ha-shirayim ma'akevas ha-kapara. O dahavik haktaras emurin, dahavik mitzvah haktara, aval eno ma'akev ha-kapara. If it's like the haktaras emurin, then it wouldn't be ma'akev. So that's an interesting lumdish question about this whole idea. According to Rabbi Shimon, they have to split it, so how do we look at it, the two parts, and how fundamental... Again, two questions. How fundamental is the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and his son? And how fundamental is the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama? Right, both of those are important questions to ask. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara of Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who reject this whole thing, the Rabbanan who say that you do not do kmitza to a minchas kohen. Hi, kol minchas kohen, kol el tielo seyachel mayavid lei, mi boy le lekidetanya. They use it for as follows. We had this drasha already before. Ainli ela el yona bekalil taktar. I know. The previous pasuk that we didn't read, pasuk tezvav, it says the chavitin has to be kalil taktar. And here in this pasuk it says, lo seyachel. So, I know by the Elyona, by the Chavitin, it says Kalot Haftar. Ubitachtona, what we're referring to now is the Minchas Kohen below Seachel. Minayin Litin as Amr Shal Zeba Zeba, as Amr Shal Zeba Zeba. How do we know to put this assay over here and this Los assay over there too? Tamalomar, Khalil, Khalil, Lugzera Shava. It's Lugzera Shava. Here, interesting. Here, it's the two psukim next to each other. We're comparing. It says Khalil apazik tezvav, it says Khalil apazik tezayin. So we're comparing the two. Nerakan Khalil v'nemar lahalan Khalil, ma la'alam b'Khalil taktar, afkan b'Khalil taktar, makan litin lo sase al achilaso, af lahalan litin lo sase al achilaso. So the Rabbanan used that to say that there's an assay and a lo sase regarding the fact that a minchas kohen has to be totally burned, and that is actually what we hold. If you look in the Sefer HaMitzvos, we paskin the mitzvah of the Minchas Kohen Gadol b'chol yom, right, a mitzvah kuf lamed vav. We paskin there's a mitzvah to eat the leftover mincha, as we said yesterday. There's an iser to make the shiare mincha into chametz. And then we paskin, besides the hakravas chavitin, we paskin the iser of eating the Minchas Kohen, lo se'achel. Right, Khalil Taktar is not a separate mitzvah, that's part of the avodah v'mincha. But the separate losa say, we paskin, kuf lamed zayin, the iser of eating a minchas kohen. Shalol lechol mi minchas kohen, shenemar, v'chol minchas kohen kalil tiyeh, lo se'achel. And we quote that by all menachas, even though the context is at the end of the section of chavitim, but this is the inclusionary pasuk that includes others. And that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says, v'shor she'a mitzvah. What's the shorish behind this mitzvah? Ki kavanas hakarban lo'or leva makrivaso. We know karbanas are meant to inspire us. V'im yochal hakohen minchaso. If the kohen eats his own mincha, lo yisor libo aleha yafet. It's not going to be so inspiring. Shehi dome be'inav ka'ofe pas latsarchu v'ochlo. It's like he brought his lunch to the Beis HaMikdash and ate it. Right, if you get to eat your own karban, it's not that your mincha, like your sandwich, not going to be so inspiring. So that's why you can't eat it. No kohen can eat it. V'yav ki ochlu chaverav. Shalav, who shalan, and even if the halacha would be that you can eat your own, but others can, yale hakol lecheshvon echon, lechach, lechein siva shetei kalil, lo teachel l'shum adam. Nobody is allowed to eat it because it's not going to get, serve the message that is required. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch here, he quotes the Baalei Tosfos al HaTorah that quote another reason. Quote another reason. Dim lo haisa kalil, mad doron haya lefnei amakom. Imagine if a minchas kohen is eaten. So what does he do? He takes a little bit of kometz and burns it, and the rest he eats himself. So what are you giving to God? What are you giving to God? Buy an animal, you're giving fats, you're giving a significant amount. But here, what are you giving? Bishlama Yisrael. A Yisrael gives everything because he can't eat the shirayim. Bishlama Yisrael ha-mevi mincha, mevi isaron va-kometz nikta v'shirayim nechal makonim. V'konim yisholchan gavoa kazachu v'nimsa kulo doron. Aval shel kohen imaya ochel ha-shirayim ein zeh doron. If he would eat the shirayim, right, what's the doron? V'lo domi lechatas v'ashama shel kohanim. It's not like the animals. T'hasam he'imurim niktarim. V'ha'oros v'anshe mishmar. He doesn't get a lot. So therefore, that's the second idea behind this idea of why the Kohen's mincha is not eaten, but we paskin like this, the lo sase. Good. Boy Ravina, second to last line. Kohen sh'acha mino imurin. Now we're going to bring a different sugya up that's going to relate back. What if a Kohen ate from the emurin? The emurin that are not allowed, that are supposed to be burned, he ate from the emurin. The Rashba here points out, not from the Chelev, which is an Isser Kares anyway, right? That would be an Isser Chalal Isser possibly, but he eats from Emurin that are not Chayev Kares. So what is the Halacha? Maihu, right? Maihu Lav Dezarus, right? Does he get a Lav of Azar? Meaning what? Azar we usually think of as a Yisrael, a non-Kohen. But here this is something that a Kohen himself cannot eat. So maybe he's a zar legabe the emurin. You see the Rashi lav de zaris kol zar lo yochal kodesh lo kami boili. Right, we're in the middle of the sentence. We didn't turn over yet, but that's what the potential question is. So mahu, so lav de zaris lo kami boili, the lav of zar lo yochal kodesh. That's not a question. For sure, he violates that because he is a zar legabe this. He's not supposed to eat it. Ki kami boili lav de kalil tihye. What about the mitzvah of burning? This is supposed to be burned the mizbech. Does he violate that by eating the emurin? Meaning what? That pasuk is only by mincha. So do you expand it by karbanis as well? So, Amar Rav Aaron, l'ravina. How many times do we have a Rav Aaron in Shas? Not too often, right? We always point out, Moshe, Aaron, David, Avraham. Those are not, they don't appear. Here's Aaron. Could be the only time. I don't remember. In Shas, right here, and you see on the side of the sheet that says, Amarle Rav. I'm not sure. Is he taking out Aaron? Right? The one time we have it, he's taking it out. Maybe because Dafke, it's so unusual. But Amalei Rav Aaron, right? Menachas has some collector item shitos. Remember Tosas Menachas Membeis? Quoted the Rambam. Tosas quotes the Rambam. So here we have. So that's as far, as close to Moshe as we get in the, Tosas quoting the Rambam. But here we have Aaron. So Amar of Aaron, the Ravina, Tashma. The Tanya, Blazer, Omer, Koshu, Bekalil, Tiyah, Litin, Losase, Alachilaso. Anything that's supposed to be burned and you eat it is a Losase. So if somebody eats something that's supposed to be burned in the Mizbeach, so then they are going to get, the punishment they do violate. There's a question about Malkus. You get a Losase. Are you going to get Malkus? Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says Malkus. Meiser Karbonus. Yud Aleph Gimel. The Rambam says, here, regarding this, Isser, Kol Ochel Kezayis Mi Besar Ha'ola. Bein Lefnei Zvikas Dama, Bein Lachar Zvikas Dama. Loka. Somebody eats part of the Ola, you get Malkus. Va'chilev Shel Ola, Va'absara, Va'solas, Va'yayin, Va'shemen, Mistarfen lekazayis. V'chein ochel kazayis mikolo emurin. Bein lefnei zrika, bein lachazrika. Bein kohen, bein Yisrael, loke. Shehe emurim kalil mizbeach. Kechol ha'ola. V'har yunemar, v'minachas konim, kolo tiyah lo siyachel. Koshu kalil mizbeach, achilasa balosasei. V'lokin alav v'kazayis. Right, that's the Rambam quoting our Gemara. You get a kazayis. V'chein kol ochel kazayis mibsar chatos is rafos. Anything that's supposed to be burned, you get Malkus. Why are we making such a big deal about this? Because the end of Tosfos, all the way at the end of this big Tosfos says, no Malkus, because it is a lav shebeklalos. It is a lav shebeklalos, it is an all-inclusive lav, and as we know, the rule is, any lav that is not dumya, de lav de chasima, not similar to the muzzling, does not get Malkus. So, lav shenitak lase, lav shein bo maisa, lav shenitan lasarazmi says bezdin, lav shebeklalos, all of those do not get Malkus, because it's not similar to the law of muzzling, where the source appears for Malkus in the Torah. So again, this gets into how do you define a lav shebeklalos, the classic case of lav shebeklalos, Sanhedrin Sama Gimel, about alo sochlu al hadam, that everybody agrees that's a lav shebeklalos, because it includes a lot of different averas, as is described there in Sanhedrin and Daf Sama Gimel. But we've quoted in the past, the Machlokas Tosfos there in Sanhedrin, the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos, how do you define a lav shebeklalos? Is it a lav hakolel or a lav klali? So my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig formulated it. Is the problem of lav shebeklalos is that it is a general lav? It's a lav klali. It is too general. You fill in the blank, but it's a general lav. Or is it a lav hakolel? It includes 10 different things, and that's the problem. Right? It's two different formulations of what the problem is of a lav shebeklalos, and that could be a machlok, as we've shown him, between Tosfos and the Ramban. Again, there's a lot there, but we need to continue. Says the next Mishnah. Minchas Kohanim, Uminchas Kohen Mashiach, Uminchas Nesachim. These three, La Mizbeach, Ve'en Bayan LeKohanim. These three minchas, everything goes to the Mizbeach, nothing goes to the Kohanim. U'bazeh Yafeh Koch Mizbeach Mikoch HaKohanim. And in this regard, by these three cases, the Mizbeach is stronger than the Kohanim. Shtei Alechem, V'lechem Apanim, those minchas, opposite. Nechal on the Kohanim, Ve'en Bayan LeMizbeach. The Kohanim, the Mizbeach gets nothing from the lechem apanim and the shtei lechem. Ubazeh yefakoh koach hakohanim mikoach mizbeach. And in this regard, kohanim are yafeh. This is very unusual lashon. We're like comparing kohanim to the mizbeach. There is an interesting lumdish discussion by some. Kohanim are people. But once they go into the Beis HaMikdash, maybe they're not just gavris. They're also a little bit chefsa. Right? Aaron HaKohen puts on his clothing, lechahanoli. Right, to become. We pour oil not only on the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, but on the Kohanim themselves. They get oil. Right, they are used. Of course they're people, they're doing the Avodah. But certain sources give the impression they're chefzes also. They're not just gavris. They're tools of God. Just like the Kalim are tools, so too the Kohanim. So this Mishnah gives off that impression. We're comparing the Kohanim and the Mizbeach. Interesting. Visu leka. Not saying there's any nafkaminas to that formulation, but it is interesting. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi did it for some reason. Visu leka, is that all? There's nothing more that where one wins over the other. But you got ola. What about a carbon ola? Ola, shouldn't that be on the list of beat the Mizbeach beating the Kohanim? Ika or the Kohanim? No, the Kohanim get something from there. They get the skin. Vahika ola sa'of. Ola sa'of, right? They don't get the skin. Ika mara v'notza. Well, the mara and the notza are taken out. They're not burned. So the Kohanim don't get it, but the Mizbeach doesn't get everything. Right, that's put in the Deshem we just mentioned. V'ikan Asachim, what about the wines? The wine libations, that's also only Mizbeach. Lashis and Osli. That goes into the cups on the southeast corner. That doesn't get on the Mizbeach. That's different. In the wine, in the cups on the side, so that's not considered Mizbeach. Umay Bazu. And what is the Gemara Mishnah trying to exclude? In this regard, Mizbeach is better than Kohanim. Lafuki mi de Shmuel. That is excluding Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, Mesadiv Yayin, Mavio, Mizalfa Gabia Ishim. As we add in Mesech Hezvachim, that Shmuel holds that if somebody is no Dave wine, they could take it and sprinkle it on the fire itself. So according to Shmuel, Nidava of Yayin is something that Mizbeach wins and people don't have. But it's not in the Mishnah. Kamash Malan to Lashisin Asli. Kamash Malan, we hold, says the Gemara, that no, it goes Lashisin, and therefore it's not on the list, because it's not something that the Mizbeach has over the Kohanim. It's just, it's put into the Shisin. We discussed at length back there in Zvachim, Sadi Aleph, what about the Sogi of Psikresha? There's an Isser to extinguish the fire and spring being Mizalef, right? Is it very little, drops? Is it big? Is it putting out the fire? So we discussed that there. So the first part of the Mishnah is against Shmuel. But the second part of the Mishnah is a raya to Shmuel. Misayale l'Shmuel, da'amar Shmuel, ha'misnadev shemen komso b'shirav ne'achalin. If somebody gives an adava of oil, you do kamitza, and the shirayim are eaten. So the fact that shemen is not in the Mishnah is a raya to Shmuel. Because that shemen is something that the Mizbeach gets some, and the Kohanim gets some. And that's why it is not in the list. We discussed also a couple times this in this Masechta. How do you do kmitza on oil? Shemen komsov sherev nechalin. So some say, well, maybe you coagulate it. You make it, Tosfos Yontif, I think, said. Maybe you make it, solid. Komso. Right? It says shemen komso. You have to do something about it. Shemen komso. Okay. Fine. There are other shitas as well. Without getting back into that now. Next, Shtei Alechem, Alechem Apanim. So these are the two that the Kohanim get, and the Kohanim and the Mizbeach gets nothing. Vesu Lecha, Vayika Chadas Of, Chadas Of also. The Kohen gets everything. No, Ika Dama. Right, the Mizbeach gets the Dama of the Chadas Of. Vayika Luk Shem and Shom and Sora. Doesn't the Kohen get everything? Ika Matanosav. He doesn't get everything. Some of it is put onto the Mitzora himself. So we're not looking for something that Kohen or Mashiach get, and the other people don't get anything. It's just that they get everything from a certain item. So here, they don't get everything. Umay bezu, and what is this bezu excluding? La'afukim iman da'amar. Shtei alechem abos b'fnei atzman l'sreifa. We have that daya. What happens if you don't have the sheep to go with the shtei alechem? So there is a daya that says the shtei alechem are burned in the Mizbeach. So our mission doesn't mention that, because it's asyan, kamash malan, to bezu yafakach b'kohanim la'olam. Right? That this mission is going against that shita. The Mizbeach is never going to get the Shtei Halechem. Period. Okay, last Mishnah for today. Kol HaMenachas Anasas Bekli. All Menachas that are made Bekli, Tu'uno Shlosha Matano Shemen. 3 times oil was added into the Karban Mincha. The Mincha that has oil. 3 times. And the Mishnah lists them in opposite order. Yitzika, after it's done, you pour oil on it again. Belila, while it's being mixed, you put some oil in. U'matat Shemen Bekli Kodem Lasiyasan. And you put oil in originally. So you put oil originally in, then after you put the flour and you add in a little more oil during the belila process, and then you pour oil afterwards to yotze, the mitzvah of yitzika. Chalos. So now the next 2 parts of the Mishnah are talking about specific menachas. Rashi says, this line now is talking about the machavas and the marcheshes. Chalos, bolalon, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, bolalon, you add in the oil during the belila. Not earlier. Rebbe Chum Omrim Solas. The Chum say no. Even earlier, you put the oil in. Next, now we're talking about the Ma'afei Tanur. Hachalos Tu'unos Belila Urekikin Meshicha. The Chalos require Belila, meaning they're broken in pieces and then they are mixed with oil. Only after they are Chalos Urekikin Meshicha. And the Rekikin Ma'afei Tanur, right? Those are smeared. Right, it's not, they're not mixed together with the oil. Ketzan Moshkan, and how do you do Mashiach? How do you do it on these? Kimin ki, Vashar Nechalon LaKohanim. And the rest are eaten by the Kohanim, the Shirayim, as we know, it's a mitzvah say, for the Kohanim to eat the leftovers of the Mincha. Okay, we'll stop here. That's when we will continue as we continue our march. Elu Nikmatzos, 2 more dafim left to this parak. And then we get to the parak all about Karban Toda. We already had a parak all about Karban Omer. Then we'll get to the Karban Toda parak, which will be the 8th parak, Parak HaToda. Okay, we'll stop here.